Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And on today's episode, we are talking Mario Ferraro and if he is a fit in David Quinn's defense. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. You're proudly a part of the Locked On Network, where we cover your team every day. Of course, you can find Locked On Sharks wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube as well. And just announced on the SiriusXM app as well. So we're going to be diving into Mario Ferraro as we finish up what I kind of nicknamed Hot Seat Week. And I know what you're thinking, right? Mario Ferraro on the hot seat, this doesn't really make sense. So believe me, if you think about it, for a second, I think it makes sense, or at least I think it makes sense. So we're going to kind of review Mario Ferraro's season. Then we're going to look at Mario Ferraro compared to the other defensemen on the Sharks, especially comparing the 2021-2022 season versus the 2022-2023 season. And look how the other defensemen fared under David Quinn. And then we're going to end this episode kind of looking ahead with Mario Ferraro and, kind of why he needs to figure things out here as quickly, or if it might be wise for the Sharks to kind of start looking at a world without Mario Ferraro. So let's go ahead and pull up the slides if you're watching on YouTube. Mario Ferraro, defenseman, played 72 games this year, missed 10 games with a foot injury after blocking a shot back in November, had 4 goals, 7 assists, 66 shots on goal, had 21.36 average time on ice, actually down a touch from what we've seen Mario Ferraro play the past couple seasons. So so this year he played 21.36. Last year he played 23 minutes on the nose, and then 22.26 in the 2020-2021 season. So his lowest time on ice since his rookie season. But for the fancy stats, Corsi 4, 45.67%, goals 4, 36.84%. So when Mario Ferraro was on the ice, 36.84% of the goals were for the Sharks. In other words, basically 63% of the goals scored were for the opposition when Mario Ferraro was on the ice. As for his athletic card, so again, his salary, he started year one of a $3.25 million AAV contract last season that he got in the offseason. One of my career's kind of first, orders of business was taken care of. He definitely wanted to make sure he took care of Mario Ferraro. That was signed in August last year. He signed a 4-year, $3.25 million contract that now runs through the 25-26 season. Ferraro's athletic card, it's okay. 83 percentile ice time, which we know, his ice time was down a touch this year compared to what we've seen in the past. Goals, he was 44th percentile with his goals, 20th percentile with assists, 24th percentile with points. Expected goals, 55th percentile. Penalty differential, 74th percentile. So did a good job of drawing penalties and not taking them. Usage, 49th percentile. Defensive, 8th percentile. Offense, 23 percentile. We know exactly what Mario Ferraro is. Here's where it gets ugly on his evolving hockey card. Overall, 6th percentile for him. He played 1,281 even strength minutes this season, which is just right around the defense, you know, top pair defensive minutes. Played 43 minutes on the power play and 209 shorthanded. Again, we know exactly what Mario Ferraro is. His numbers are basically, if you're looking, they're red across the board. They're below your average, your replacement level player, with the exception of penalties. He's very good at not taking penalties. You know, so again, his offense, 4th percentile for top pairing defenseman. His defense is 13th percentile for top pairing defenseman. So Mario Ferraro, I've said it before and I'll say it again. He is miscast, right? He is playing these tough, tough minutes and drawing these tough, tough assignments. And he has kind of been forced, especially the past couple of years, to kind of play above his weight. If you know, kind of, I think if Mario Ferraro is your second pairing defenseman, you're probably, you know, if he's your fourth defenseman, you're probably feeling pretty good about it. But the past couple seasons, basically since his second year, he has been asked too much, asked to do too much, in my opinion. And we get to kind of comparing defensemen between Quinn and Bugner. I question if Mario Ferraro is a fit with David Quinn's system. Now, I know Mario Ferraro is an alternate captain. He is one of, you know, beloved in the locker room, all that type of stuff. But Mario Ferraro has plateaued as a player. He's 24 years old. And if you look at Ferraro since he was a rookie season to his second season, you saw a jump, right? Ferraro, you saw him kind of take that jump, but since then he has, I would actually go as far as regressed as a player. You have not seen the offense that you would have hoped to, that you saw kind of as a younger player. And the defense, I know he draws the toughest assignments for the Sharks. But I think there's other players on the Sharks who could draw better, some of these tougher assignments, and put Mario Ferraro in a better position. And, you know, I think also, again, you're paying him $3.25 million. I would expect better numbers. And I know analytics are can be really tough for defensemen, you know, and I know it's harder to look at analytics for defensemen just because of there's so much different stuff going on with him, right? But point, what does Mario Ferraro do really well? That's what I'm going to ask you and let you think about that for a second as we go into take a quick break and talk about a good friend of ours over at eBay Motors. So, for a championship team, it's all about making sure every part is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure that every part you need fits right the first time around. And all you have to do is just add your ride to the My Garage and look for the green check to know that way your part will fit all your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. So get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotor.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit, only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, so Mario Ferraro, what does he do, right? You see his numbers, and they're not great. Again, I know he has tough, tough assignments, right? You were hoping to see some kind of points, especially with Brent Burns. I know Erik Karlsson took all the points this season, but you're hoping to see some production, some better production, at least in that department, right? You know, you can look around. You know, I think we can safely say with David Quinn, he knows how to coach defenders, right? You go back to his days with the Rangers, Adam Fox, right? you really evolved and developed into the Adam Fox that we know, won a Norris. You know, you look at Tony D'Angelo, terrible person, but under David Quinn was a good offensive defender, right? As we're going to see here with the Sharks players, the players under Bob Bugner last year versus the players under David Quinn this year, it's almost night and day. But like I said, Mario Ferraro, offensively, this year he had 11 points. The Sharks scored more points than they did last season, right? So he had 11 points this year. He had 14 points last year. He had 17 points in 56 games in the bubble season. And he had 11 points his rookie season. So, and this is the most amount of games he's played. Granted, I know 56 games. He played all 56 games, but, you know, he's basically had the 11, you know, the same amount of points that he has a rookie. You got people like to harp on the plus minus with Erik Karlsson. Mario Ferraro was a minus 31. Again, plus minus is a garbage stat. But like I said earlier, when he was on the ice, the other team scored, whenever there was a goal scored, you know, it was almost 65% of the time it was front by the other team. Like, he did have a power play assist this year. Good job, Mario Ferraro. You know, he's not running a power play, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, looking at some of the other guys, right? Matt Benning, kind of a comparable player, right? You know, known for his defense, not going to provide the most offense, but Matt Benning went out and had a career year offensively at 24 points this season. Granted, 23 were assists, but had 24 points. Jumped up from 11 last year with Nashville. You know, and that was a career season for him. The only other time he'd been over, he had been double digits, over 20 points his second season. You know, but career season for Matt Benning, at least points wise. You know, Vlasic, as we'll get to here in a second, like return, like we know Vlasic's not going to be a points getter, but still scored 18 points this season. You know, even Jacob Megna, RIP, he played for the Sharks for 48 games this year, had 12 points. One more. So let's look at some of the kind of differentials. So we'll start with Mark Edward Vlasic. And what I did is I pulled Evolving Hockey. I pulled their player cards from this season and then the previous season. So if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see them here, but I'll do my best to explain. Basically, with Mark Edward Vlasic, as in the 2021-2022 season under Bob Bugner, he played a little over 1,000 or almost 1,100 minutes at 5-on-5, was 62 minutes shorthanded, 3 minutes on the power play. Again, we know Mark Edward Vlasic is not bringing the offense. 17th percentile defender or overall, third percentile offense, 59th percentile defense. This season, under David Quinn, 1,139 minutes time on even strength, 205 shorthanded. Again, kind of playing a little bit closer to the second pairing minutes for Mark Edward Vlasic. 77th percentile defenseman, 33 percentile offense, 92 percentile defense. Nice, beautiful blues on his charts. Again, we know Vlasic is not going, he is not there to provide offense. He's there to be a good defender, and he was a good defender. Mark Edward Vlasic had an awesome year, especially if you contrast that what we've seen the past 2 or 3 years under Bob Bugner and Pete DeBoer. Vlasic had if Karlsson didn't have the season he had, we would be singing the praises about, wow, Vlasic really found his game this year. So, all right, Jacob Megna. So all these defenders I looked at, sorry, I forgot to say, all played at least 500 minutes for the Sharks last year and this season. So in the 2021-2022 season, Vlasic just missed the cut from last year, but his numbers are slightly better in the 2021-22 season, but they're pretty comparable. So slight edge to the season before. But all right, Jacob Megna. Okay, again, Megna was 20, you know, 28, 29, 30. Like, these are, you know, not a developing defenseman. So 21-22, played 752 minutes, even strength, basically D1, you know, top pairing defensive minutes, 2 minutes power play, 84 minutes shorthanded. Overall, 32 percentile, 45th percentile offense, 46th percentile defense. Perfectly cromulent. 22-23. So again, this does include the Kraken, but he played a handful of games. The majority of the games played were with the Sharks. 912 minutes even strength, 3 minutes power play, 92 minutes shorthanded. Pretty similar, right? 58th percentile player, 36th percentile offense, 79th percentile defense. Look at that improvement, right? And then they traded him for a fourth round pick. Erik Karlsson, right? As I have said many, many times, defenses for nerds, go score 100 points. Erik Karlsson, right? Last season, played 926 minutes, 5-on-5, or even strength, 140 power play minutes, 74 minutes shorthanded. You saw the offense, right? And even the defense was a little bit better. But you did see the offense shorthanded. He played, you know, a little bit of shorthanded, not too much. Good at his penalties. 83 percentile, 93 percentile offense, 26 percentile defense, right? This year, 2022-2023, 1731 even strength minutes. Thank you. Brent Burns leaving. There you go. 275 power play. Again, Erik Karlsson was basically on the power play the entire time. 31 shorthanded. Like, David Quinn knows, hey, my best player, Erik Karlsson, is good, is not that great on the PK. He's fine, but like, let me utilize him in other places to help this team, right? Erik Karlsson went out and had a historical season scoring 101 points. Even like his offense, his 5-on-5 offense is, you know, out of this world. 99th percentile offensive player this year. The defense did take a step back, but again, Erik Karlsson is there to produce offense, and he did that for the Sharks. He filled his role, right? 99th percentile defense, 5%, 99th percentile offense, 5 percentile defense, 99th percentile off overall. That gets us to Mario Ferraro. So I'm going to start from the beginning and work my way. So 1920, his rookie season, 22 percentile, played a little over 1,000 minutes that year, 22 on the power play, 56, you know, 22 percentile, 24th percentile offensive rank, 40th percentile defense. And this is basically playing between the second and third pair minutes, right? 22-21, the bubble season, Mario Ferraro really kind of took that big step. 55th percentile for him, playing a little under 1,500 minutes, even strength, 86 minutes power play, 231 minutes shorthanded. But you saw the offense at least start to grow. 48th percentile, 61st percentile defense. Then the crater. 21-22, 1,228 minutes, even strength, 34 power play, 166 shorthanded. 21st percentile player, 17th percentile offense, 31st percentile defense. And then, like I said, last season, 22-23, 6th percentile player, playing about this little about the same even strength minutes, but 6th percentile player, 4 percentile offense, 13th percentile defense. Mario Ferraro has regressed hard the past couple seasons. And the Sharks are on the hook for another $3.25 million for the next three seasons for him. Before we continue with Mario Ferraro and what the Sharks should do with him, or if we're maybe making too much out of it, do want to thank you guys for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. Again, part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. If you want to be an everydayer, all you got to do is just come back and check me out next week. Next week is going to be, we're going to be discussing all things draft next week. So we have two draft profiles coming up next week, one with Chris Peters. So we're going to have two draft profiles. We're going to have a reaction to the draft lottery, kind of discuss what, if the Sharks win, what happens. We're going to reacting kind of the fallout of the draft lottery. We're going to be talking trade ups. If the Sharks want to try to trade up with that Devils pick, how far can that Devils pick and their second rounder get them in the draft, and where would that kind of put them in range? So plenty of fun stuff to talk about next week. So make sure you guys are following along wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can subscribe on YouTube as well. All right. So we looked at Mario Ferrer, right? We saw progress to the second season. Second season was his best season. And then we've seen a crater. And, you know, that makes me believe that, especially with David Quinn, right? We saw Vlasic get better. We saw Jacob Megna get better. We saw basically every Shark who was here under Bob Boughner and played at least 500 minutes, every Shark get better under David Quinn and his system, but not Mario Ferraro, right? Mario Ferraro has progressively gotten worse. And again, I think Mario Ferrer is asked to do too much. That's my first thing. But I also just think Mario Ferrer isn't a top-tier defenseman. I think he's, like I said, if he's your fourth defenseman, you're probably feeling okay about it, pretty good. But on the Sharks, he has been asked to be kind of the leader when it comes to being a defensive defenseman. I think the Sharks, if they are smart, I think they should look to part ways with Mario Ferraro. This season, the Sharks had legitimate offers for Mario Ferraro. Shang Peng reported this. They had some very intriguing offers, but they did not move. If I am Mike Greer and you look at all the Sharks, all the pieces that the Sharks have added to their blue line, right? You have Nikolai Knyazhov coming back from an injury. You know, he's going to have a full offseason to just train and not rehab. You have Henry Thrun, who David Quinn loves, right? He said, I'm going to play the crap out of him. He played the crap out of him. He made Team USA for the upcoming World Championships. I have a feeling David Quinn's going to play the crap out of him there too and give him, that's kind of a extended taste, right? This is Henry Thrun's going to get an inside track to win a job in with San Jose coming out of the season, right? And again, he's 22. He's going to have to go through a full season, but you have to be really intrigued with what you saw, right? Matt Benning, you just signed to a three-year, $1.25 million. Would you rather Matt Benning or Mario Ferraro at their cost, right? Sign me up for Matt Benning. You know, we talk about Radim Šimek, who's probably going to be, you know, looking over his shoulder. Okay. You have Jacob McDonald, who looked pretty solid as a bottom six, is a bottom pairing defenseman, right? And then if you need some flexibility to play him at wing. And if Erik Karlsson's back and Mark Edward Vlasic, who says he wants to play with Karlsson next year, and those guys looked pretty, you know, they got a little bit of a run at the end of the season. Or if you want to put Knyazhov back with Karlsson, like we saw during Knyazhov, again, I just think there's better options right now than Mario Ferraro in his $3.25 million deal for the next three seasons. And I don't know if he's a fit with David Quinn in his system under, you know, Bob Boughner, right? We saw him kind of becoming the Brent Burns, you know, working with Brent Burns and kind of being that block shots and, you know, try hard guy. But I don't see where Ferraro fits in here, especially with a team that is going through a rebuild, right? I know Ferraro's only 24, but the dude's already logged a ton of miles with him, and he's starting. You know, we've seen the past couple seasons, you know, fluky injuries, yes, blocking shots, but right, puck to the face, missed some games there with his mouth, blocked a shot, you know, hurt his foot last season, missed 10 games. I would try to strike while the iron's hot and try to see if you can get something really valuable for Mario Ferraro. Like if you had a second round pick for Mario Ferraro, right? So that's kind of my feeling. So I don't think anything's going to happen, but if you're Mike Greer, you have to be just kind of looking and continuing to take those calls. And if someone blows you away with an offer, I think you have to pull the trigger with it, with Mario Farah. So, again, I don't know if the hot seat is but I think we need to see something more out of Mario Farah. We can't just continue to see the same old Mario Farah going out there, and not being as good defensively as people think, and not providing you any offense. It's kind of the Noah Gregor thing, right, that we talked about yesterday. You got to do something. And like I said, I know he's an alternate captain. He's, you know, a great guy in the locker room, all that stuff. And, you know, the Sharks feel like they found something with him. But at this point, do we think Mario Farah is going to kind of go back to being the guy we saw as a rookie in his second season? Or is this just the Mario Farah we're going to get? And I think this is just the Mario Farah we're going to get. And this Mario Farah at $3.25 million isn't worth it to me. So especially when you're already paying Vlasic $7 million and Erik Karlsson in his $11.5 million contract, I think that money could be spent elsewhere, or you can look at some of your younger internal guys that you think can develop, or you can just find guys like Jacob McDonald who cost, you know, the vet men to kind of come in and do 90% of the job type of situation. So Mario Farah needs this season's a big season for Mario Farah to try to see if he can continue to grow and develop and not, and kind of stop this regression that we have seen from Mario Farah. So that's going to be it for me this week. So if you missed out any of the episodes, right, we had a draft profile with Tony Ferrari. We talked about trading Kevin LeBanc. We talked about Vadim Shimek is going to be out of a job. Talked about Noah Gregor, and the boys are coming for Noah Gregor to take his job. And then, of course, we talked about Mario Ferraro as well. Going to be back next week to talk all things draft, including trading up. Reaction to the lottery, pray to the ping pong balls. So plenty of stuff. Make sure you guys are sticking around wherever you get podcasts. And of course you can watch on YouTube. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. You can follow me on Twitter at my Fryhole. Make sure you're checking out some of the other amazing shows out there. You got Locked On Warriors, Locked On A's, Locked On Giants, Locked On 49ers, Locked On Sacramento Kings. Hi, Matt. But yeah, until next week, bye, friends.